Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Welcome back, guys,
to our cooking sessions. And today we're making
lasagna.
And lasagna is
an Italian dish.
That's right. So
it's from Italy.
That's right. So
that was French. Mamma mia, pizzeria.
Yes. However, we're not making pizza. We're making lasagna.
Mamma mia, lasagnarino.
Okay. So we're using. So we had a bit of a technical issue. So we lost the first part of our recording. So just to recap on where we'd got to. So today we're using mince. We're using minced beef, and depending on the size of the dish that you want to cook it in, or how many people you're feeding. We're using 800 grams, but you could use a smaller portion. For vegetarian alternatives, you can use corn mince.
All different other meats.
Yes, there is other minced
like
beef, like minced chicken,
minced
or pork.
Minced bacon.
Well, bacon might be a little bit tricky, but so we're using minced beef, and
you probably can make it from just anything. You can just get a meat and bash it around, and then you pretty much got the meat.
You can mince your own meat if you had some leftover meat from a joint. You could mince it yourself.
Or if you had meat for night before, you could beat it up and make it into lasagna.
That's right. So you can use leftover meat as well to make mince. So the other ingredients that we need for the lasagna alongside the mince is we've got some button mushrooms, which we've just quartered and fried off to brown them off. We then used some tomato-based lasagna sauce. You can make your own. It's a bolognese basic tomato sauce, but we are cheating a little bit today, aren't we? And we bought our own. So we use that, and we have some white lasagna sauce. You need pasta sheets, so they're rectangular flat sheets of pasta that we'll be adding to the mince, and then we've got some grated cheese. So that's your ingredients for a lasagna, and we're using a large Pyrex dish. It's probably about 12 inches long and about 9 centimetres wide, but again, you can vary that on your requirements. So what we've done so far is we've used a high-sided frying pan to fry off the mince, and we drained any excess fat from the mince into a colander, which sits over a bowl so that the drained off fat has gone into the bowl. We returned the mince to the frying pan, and with the browned off mushrooms, we added those, and we then added the tomato based lasagna sauce, and we've mixed all that in. And how's it smelling, Freddie? Does it smell good?
Yeah, that smells
nice. Yeah, so you could add extra herbs or garlic at this point if you wanted to.
We do have a lot of herbs and spices up there.
We do. So
the spice rack.
The ready-made sauces tend to have some added into them, but you could add extra if you wanted to, or salt and pepper to requirements. So we're just leaving that to simmer, and then we'll come back for the next stage.
Bye! Welcome back, guys.
So now we're going to build our lasagna. Yeah.
Yes, very much like Lego.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, it's building. So we need to, for the first job is to put a layer of the mince. So you've got your bolognese mixture that you've just taken from the frying pan. So we're going to spoon that into the Pyrex dish, making sure it covers the bottom of the dish. How's that doing, Freddie? Is it nearly covered?
We need a little bit more.
A little bit more. Has that gone right to the edges?
Oh, that has.
Yeah, so we've got a level, one layer of mince, and then we're going to add the lasagna sheets. So we're taking them whole and placing them on top of the layer of mince.
Look, these are not counterfeits.
They're real, are they? Oh, good. Yep. I am pleased they're not fake.
How do you know how these are not fake? Hold them up to a light source and then...
Can you see through them?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That means they're real.
Yeah.
Very good. So when, if you've got an oval dish like us, which wasn't good planning really, you need to break pieces off to make sure that the whole area is covered.
And
how's that doing, Freddie?
Good. This is what you should hear when you break it off.
Snap.
Snap.
It's not quite...
You want this little do you want this little diamond?
Yeah, so it's a bit like building a jigsaw.
Yeah.
And getting all the pieces to fit. So once the area is fully covered with the pasta sheets, we can then add another layer of the bolognese sauce.
I'll get the grated cheese.
Oh, we don't need the grated cheese just yet. We need to put another layer
of... Yeah, that grated cheese, I grated most of that.
You did a good job.
Yeah. That was all the first go. It all went terribly wrong.
So we're spreading another layer of the bolognese sauce over the layer of pasta that we've just placed in the dish. And then, has that fully covered the area, Freddie?
Yes.
Yeah, gone right to the edges.
Yep.
So again, we need to put another layer of pasta on top of that, making sure that all the...
Yep, this is not counterfeit.
We're still on the real stuff, are we?
Yep.
Good. So we're covering the whole area again. Oop, that's too big. Oop, gone everywhere. Snap, crackle, pop. A bit like me in the morning.
Oh, Dad's got his model's ball.
Yeah, oh, the dog will be pleased.
More nutrients.
How are we doing with covering the area, Freddie?
Good.
Have we got any bits missing? Any small bits around the edges?
This is going in the bin.
Make sure all the edges.
And if anything flies onto the floor, put it in the bin immediately.
That's well done, Freddie, yes.
Hygiene.
Always clean up after yourself.
No, don't. Except for if you're a child.
You're a child. You can still clean up after yourself.
I was being funny, Mum.
Oh, right, okay. So we all fully covered?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So now that we've got that top layer of pasta on, we're going to pour over the white lasagna sauce, which is a basic white sauce. So again, you could make your own.
Yeah.
But again, we're cheating a little bit. So we're going to pour that from the jar. So you're watching, Freddie? We're going to cover all... Need to make sure it covers all pasta.
Yep.
Because we're using a slightly larger dish. We've got two jars. Just to make sure there's enough. She can never have enough. As long as it doesn't go over the top of the dish.
Yep.
We should be good to go.
Bye! Welcome back, guys. That barking you probably heard was Mardo, our dog, because Octowars himself came around and told us some important news.
That's right. So we've returned and we've now made sure that the white sauce, white lasagna sauce, has covered the whole area of the dish that we've used and covered up all the pasta. So we can't... Is there any... pasta visible, Freddie?
Only on the sides.
Well, yes, but I meant from the top.
No.
So from the top, it's all covered. So now the next job is to put some grated cheese on, which Freddie kindly grated earlier.
And Mum. And
well, it was a joint effort a little bit, wasn't it, to make sure that we didn't get your fingers in there as well.
Yeah.
We're now going to cover the whole
Always
area.
Be careful with... Graters.
That's right.
Because you might lose your hand.
Have you got any top tips on how to use a grater without slicing your fingers?
Hold the top down and grate on the forward front.
Right. Being careful of your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. ask an adult if it.
Yeah. If you're a child, always ask the child, growing up to help.
When you get to the end of the block. Yeah. But you can buy ready grated cheese.
Yeah. But we went. The only thing we did cheese on was this, the cheese.
That's right, we didn't cheat, we did our own. So, yes. We didn't make the cheese, but we grated it. Right, so how are we doing? Are we covered the whole area with cheese?
Yep.
So we have now the oven preheated at 200 degrees. That's electric. So we need to put that into the oven.
I don't know what that would be for gas, but
I'm not sure what the equivalent is. We can come back and check.
Or for coal. Or coal ovens.
Yeah, so we'll come back and check. But we're going to place the lasagna into the oven for around 35, 40 minutes. Again, depending on the size of your dish.
Because bigger things take a lot longer to cook from smaller
things.
That's
right, very logical. So we'll put that in, but really the idea is that because the mince is cooked, we're just heating it through and we're just making sure that the cheese browns and bubbles on the top. So once the cheese on the top is browned and bubbled, then and it's hot all the way through, piping hot, then it's done. So we'll come back with the next update.
See you in 40 minutes or... Welcome back, guys. To let you know, the 200 degrees equals gas mark 6.
That's right. So if you're using a gas oven, that's what you need to have your temperature set at. So we're now taking the lasagna out of the oven very carefully.
If it doesn't smell like pizza, you probably did it wrong.
It smells like pizza because it's
got the
tomato based sauce in there. But it does smell, and it's got the garlicky sort of smell to it as well. So we can hear the cheese bubbling away. Has that browned off from the edges a little bit?
Can you hear that?
That's the cheese bubbling, so that tells us that it's
nice
melted.
And it does look nice. If I could show you, I would show you how it would look.
Yeah, we're going to try and do some... video recordings of our cooking sessions. So we're just putting a knife into the middle just to make sure and just testing that's hot right through.
No, we could have used a... Or you can use a deep one, one of these.
Oh, yes, we've got a thermometer, yes.
Let's use that and see how hot it is.
It's a talking thermometer. So do you want to do that, Freddie?
Yep. Mm. 500.
Oh, is it not talking?
No. Can't read it.
Okay. So we're talking.
4.5 degrees Celsius.
Okay. That
is how much you need to have it at.
84.5 degrees.
That is how hot it should show.
So yeah, as long as it's piping hot all the way through, then it's ready to serve. Yes. You can serve it with salad or
garlic bread.
You like garlic bread with your lasagna, don't you?
I've never really had lasagna before.
Filling dish, but quite easy to make. Right, that's the end of that session.
Bye!
See you next time.
Done.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.